WCHL, time now for trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. We've settled into fall.
Yep.
And Freddie Kiger
first
has
full day.
Fallen into the studio today.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, how are you?
It's all good. How about you?
You look good.
Look good, feel good, do good.
That's right.
Got another class tonight.
Oh, good.
U.S. Grant. U.S. Grant after the war.
You
it takes a lot of work, put a lot of effort in.
Yeah.
Because you try to turn them into one big story. So, yeah, 7 to 9 at UNC General Alumni Association over the North Carolina Club.
Listen, I remember when you were a teacher in middle school, or as we called it then, junior high. Phillips.
Yep.
And then you were a teacher for a long time at Chapel Hill High School.
Yep.
You taught American history.
Yep.
And you used to sometimes dress up. You were in character when you did
times.
Shows.
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
still do that now for an adult
sometimes
audience?
If it's a field study kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or I do it more subtly.
Subtly.
Thank you.
But you know,
I won't be using that word tonight.
You don't put on hats or uniforms?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally. It has to be the right moment kind
okay.
of thing.
I bet you wear that jacket that you wore to my big 40th birthday thing.
My Chelsea Navy jacket.
Not 40th birthday, but
it was the roast Ron stuff.
Yeah, it was like the 30th year, something like that. It was like 8
that was
years
fun.
Ago. Yeah, it was. But I digress. Which
it's okay.
often is the case.
But since my actions many times are immature, it is a perfect segue for the category. Children's literature.
That's true.
Yeah, it'd be for both of us.
I'll enjoy that too.
Yeah. All right, folks, here we go. Children's literature is our category today. What children's literary character created havoc at a laundromat by adding too much sudso to the wash?
Too much sudso?
Yes,
sudso. Is that name of the product?
Like a detergent, yes. Okay. What children's literary character created havoc at a laundromat by adding too much sudso to the wash?
I don't know, but I've done that before as a young adult.
Yeah, well, I've done that probably last week.
I don't know the answer to that question, though.
Oh,
I really don't.
It's a classic in children's literature. Okay. I know some parents are out there going, this is a softball.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com. Freddie, I'm going to admit, you're talking about children's literature.
Yeah. You haven't read Zach or Cammy in a while.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Right. But this one's been around since
the youngest of the two just turned 24.
We should remember this from when we were a little
bit. I don't know.
Curious George.
Oh,
remember the Curious George?
Yeah, I do.
Leaving a curious monkey at the laundromat is just asking for trouble.
Okay.
And now it looks like Mrs. Goodman's sons won't have dry uniforms for the baseball game. Or will they? Yeah, it's from...
Gotta have suspense.
Yeah, the incredibly successful Curious George books were written by Margaret and H.A. Ray and were published by Houghton Mifflin beginning in 1941.
Uh-huh.
You know, there were like, I think there were 7 or 8 Curious George books.
Hmm.
And yes, Curious George didn't do a very good job at the laundromat.
Yeah, but I'm guessing he got out of it somehow.
I'm sure he did, because he had a sequel to the book.
Yeah.
You and I probably were asked to leave.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's been a real pleasure.
Well, it's the pleasure is el gusto es mío.